morning. All of you who made it out here this morning, appreciate it. I guess Jesus probably appreciates it more than I do. I like sports, and I don't know if anyone else does. But I have certain teams that I really like, and one of them is the Cardinals. All right, and they won the World Series in 2006, and that was awesome. I remember I cheered so much in that 4 or 5 days that, you know, I couldn't hardly cheer anymore after that. And it's because I love that team so much. And it's so close to home for me. I've loved them ever since I was a kid. And I just always cheer for them, no matter what. No matter if they're the worst team in the league or if they're the best team. I'll cheer for them till I die. And you guys probably have sports teams that you like. Or maybe you have a certain individual sports and athlete that you like. Or maybe even one of your own kids that maybe they play sports, maybe they play music, maybe they do drama, maybe they're, you know, good in school and academics. But you've probably cheered for them or told them, you know, how good they are at something one time or another. And that's such an important thing for sports. If you go to a game and nobody's cheering for a team, what does that mean? That probably either means they're terrible or they have terrible fans. It's usually probably they have terrible fans, because if you have good fans, even if you're a terrible team, you'll get cheered for. And this happened to me one time in particular. All right, I played basketball through high school, and we had like the best fans around. They came to every away game, every home game. It didn't matter. Like, half the town was there all the time. And we were playing in our own tournament. All right, this is my sophomore year of high school, and we were playing for the third place game. And we were ahead in the first half by like 10 or 12 points. And we were, you know, confident. We were doing good. We went to the second half. And just slowly but surely, our lead dwindled away. And we ended up losing the game by about 8 or 10 points. And, you know, it stinks to lose. Nobody likes to lose. And, you know, it's just like, okay, well, we lost, you know. And the next day, the day after a game, my friend and I, Brenton, who's a point guard on the team, we would always go during study hall to our coach's office, and we would watch the game tape, watch it over to see what did we do wrong here, what did we do good, just kind of analyze the game ourselves. And we were watching the game, and we noticed something in particular in this game that was different than any other game we had played that we could remember watching the game tape for. And it was our fans. We could see our fans in the stands, and when we'd score a point or we would get a good defensive play, anything good, they were just sitting there. Yeah, nobody was excited about the game. Even when our lead was dwindling away and when the game was tight and nobody was cheering. And we went back and we watched other game tapes to see what happened in these other games that may have been similar to this. And people are standing up, they are shouting, they're throwing their fists in the air, they're doing all this stuff, and they're so excited every time we do something good. And that pumped us up, and that kept us in these games that were close, and games that we won. And it was just like we were just sapped of all our energy when our fans didn't cheer for us. And it was just so discouraging. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like that. But you do something good and nobody congratulates you. Nobody says, good job. Nobody even claps their hands. And that's discouraging. And this aspect of cheering is so important. I don't know if you guys ever watch football. But if you've ever watched a football game on TV, I almost guarantee they will say something about the crowd noise. Okay, even at Harrison High School football games, all right, or wherever you go to school, it's just the home field advantage to have your team cheering so loud when the other team is on offense that they can't hear their plays called out, or on defense they can't get organized. It plays such a huge factor that if you're a home team and your crowd doesn't cheer, you might as well not have home field advantage. And I feel like sometimes we are so excited about sports or other things that people do well. And I know when the Cardinals won the World Series, it was like so awesome, and I was so excited, and I was telling everybody. Not, I mean, everybody probably already knew anyway, but you know what? It didn't matter. I was just telling everybody, even if they had already heard. You know, it was like, oh man, the Cardinals won the World Series. It was so awesome. It was just so awesome, and I can't believe it. And you know, they finally won one, and you know, it's been 20 years, and it was like, you know, one of the greatest things for me. And there's something that happened a long time ago that's so much better than all of that. And that's why we're here this morning. We're here because Jesus rose from the dead. He won. He won a long time ago. He was victorious, and we are victorious through him. And I feel like we're not very excited. I'm guilty. I'm as guilty as anyone. And our team won, and we don't tell anybody. We don't go out and say, oh man, did you see Jesus? Man, he was dead. He was literally dead, and then he came back. That's the best comeback of all time. All right, he was down by like infinity points, and he still won. And that should be the most exciting thing that you've ever heard. And you just say, oh my gosh, I can't believe he won. That was so awesome. Did you know that he won? And that means I won. My team won. My team's the best. They can't be defeated. And I don't know why I live like that. I live like I lost. Like my team is lost. And I need to put my head down and not tell anybody. I mean, isn't that what you do? I mean, if you were a Patriots fan, they lost the Super Bowl. They went 18-1. Not very good season. All right. The Giants beat them. If you were a Patriots fan, did you go around the next day going, oh, man, the Patriots lost. Did you see that? That was awesome. No, they were probably putting your head down, trying to avoid the conversation of Super Bowl and football for the next year. And I feel like that's what we do sometimes. We avoid trying to make conversation about God sometimes, you know, because we don't want to be uncomfortable or make people feel uncomfortable around us. And it's just something we have to get past, because we are victorious people. You're not defeated. You need to tell people that you won. I mean, to come back to the whole cheering for your team, I just so thought about Jesus when he's getting whipped and he's getting beat and he's bloody and he's carrying the cross up to the hill. Not a single person cheered for him. Not a single person cheered for Jesus. He did it anyway. And that's so awesome. Because we spit on him, and we said, kill that guy. Just kill him. We don't need him. He did it anyway. When my team didn't cheer for me, I lost. My team, we lost because we couldn't do it without people cheering for us. Jesus won. I'm going to read a passage. 1 Corinthians. And this is a New Living Translation. I love the way it puts this. For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. How we thank God who gives us victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and steady, always enthusiastic about the Lord's work. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. I love that it says always enthusiastic. The NASB and the NIV didn't say that. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, why can I not be enthusiastic? Why can't I get excited about Jesus winning? So what I want everybody to just do right now is stand up. And I just want to clap. Just see one.